Why did the so-called ultra-Orthodox community adopt such a rejectionist approach to modernity? Is there no way to embrace modernity in a kosher manner? As a university graduate in physics, I am particularly disturbed by some of the often primitive and non-intellectual approaches that some rebbeim adopt. Is it correct to continuously avert our eyes from the issues and live in fear? Is scaremongering the correct approach, and is it not dangerous to do so? Couldn't leading such a sheltered life cause problems in later life? Why do you think this approach is so appealing? The Haredi community is growing at a very rapid rate. Anonymous from London. Okay, I really can't answer this question because I don't 100% know what you're referring to. What is the rejectionist approach to modernity? The Haredi community, the ultra-Orthodox community, embraces many of the advances of the media and of technology. If that's modernity, if it means philosophies, modern philosophies that are at odds with the Torah, first of all, they're not modernity because most of those philosophies are old Avodah Zorahs and old Yetzer Haras that existed for a long time. There are areas where it's proper to live a sheltered life. That idea that being open-minded is always a positive thing is not true. If you're too open-minded, your brains fall out. But on the other hand, being too sheltered and too closed-minded is also not good. Right, a person wouldn't want to expose his children to every drug addict and cannibals or whatever by being open-minded. Right, you do want to shelter yourself and your children and others from things that are not necessary to come in contact with nor to know about. On the other hand, there are definitely things that people have to know how to deal with or whatever. If you want to ask me again specifics, I'd be happy to answer the question, but the question is so nebulous, I don't really know what you're referring to, and therefore I can't answer the question properly.